Oh, yeah, that one's going down. Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob. Jop just ran out to get a fresh mug, so he'll be back in a second. But on the gobbling grilling line right now is our good buddy Bob Schultz from the Sekia Culinary Institute. How are you, Bobby?
How are you doing, Bob?
We're chasing a turkey around the studio.
Yeah, I hear that.
We're going to have fresh turkey. If you've ever listened when I'm gone, a lot of times Bob Schultz will fill in. And, of course, you know, more people listen when I'm gone, so they probably more people hear you than me. So, anyway, Bob's an old family friend and much younger than me, but he is one of the instructors at the Sekia Culinary Institute, and he knows an awful lot about how to prepare food, and he teaches thousands of young kids every year how to make very, very fine food. So we want to help these folks create and build the best turkey they've ever done.
That is great. So we are going to talk about kind of some cool ways how to cook turkey that will blow people away.
Good.
That's great. One of the things that I love to do with turkey is, and this is not in everybody's kitchen, but I'll explain this process and I'll talk about other ways that people can do at home. But there's a method of cookery called sous vide. It's S-U-S-V-I-D-E. And what that method of cookery is, it's cooking under vacuum. So what I like to do with this method of cookery, it's a more precise way of cooking to get the best product available. So, for example, if I put a turkey in the oven, if I kind of forget about it or if I cook it too long, it becomes dry. Well, with this method of cookery, it guarantees a nice, moist product when you're done with it. So it's really great. And I did this last year, and the family loved it. Loved it a lot.
So how can someone do this at home?
Okay. There's a lot of these. There's a brand called Anova. It's a device that you stick in a basin or a container of water that you set the water temperature, whatever temperature you want. So for like turkey, I would cook and set the water temperature somewhere around 150 degrees. And I'll explain why in just a minute. But what I do is actually debone my turkey, and then I put the turkey in a brine. So I mix it with like 2 gallons of water, a half a cup of salt, and about a quarter cup of sugar. I usually add some sage to that. I usually add 2 tablespoons of sage in my brining solution. And then I just stick my turkey in there. I like to debone it, so I like to take the breast out, and then I disconnect the legs. And then I set it in the brine for like 2 days.
Wow.
And then I take it out of the brine, and then I vacuum seal it. So what does that mean? I put it, there's a food saver that some people have at their house where they put food in this bag and they suck the air out of it.
Right.
So with this turkey is I take it out of the brine and then dry it a little bit. Then I put it in a bag, and then I usually throw like whole pieces of thyme or chives or sage, just herbs right in there, maybe a little bit of butter. And then I put it in this vacuum sealer, and then it seals it. So now I have this raw piece of turkey in a bag with some herbs and some butter.
So now let me break in here. It's important to know that this is a fresh turkey and not a frozen, manufactured, or store-bought. This will be a fresh turkey only because you don't want to brine like a butterball.
Exactly. That's an excellent point. You're exactly right. And so then I put this turkey that's in a vacuum sealed bag, and I stick it in the water with this sous vide machine that I set the temperature up right around 150 degrees. And then it only takes about 2.5 hours. Well, chicken, any poultry, any turkey, it has to be cooked to 165 degrees. So after I cook this turkey in this sous vide machine, then I actually physically take it out, and then either I'll quickly put it in a deep fat fryer, or I'll put it in an extremely hot oven, like a 400 degrees, to crisp
the
skin. But when you taste this product that comes out of this, it's just the most tender piece of poultry, most tender piece of turkey you'll ever have. And it's incredible. Then you don't have the mess. But I utilize the bones from the turkey and I make a stock. So I still want that fresh turkey gravy.
Right.
So when I make a stock after I debone the turkey, I just stick the turkey bones and turkey leftovers in a pot with cold water, and then I throw onions, celery, leeks, a little bit of carrots wouldn't hurt, and then I just simmer that for about 3 to 4 hours in a pot. Then I strain that. Then I have a beautiful turkey stock
right. That
I would make my gravy. You know, that's the cool way to do a turkey.
Jop filled his mug up, so he's back in studio with us.
Here we are.
How you doing, Jop?
Good, Bob. How you doing, man?
Good.
I'm just coming in on the back end of this, so catch me up real quick. You cooking the turkey before, because you're making your stock with the bones and the necks and all that other stuff before the Thanksgiving dinner, right?
That's exactly right. So when I have guests over, I like to just be ready. I want my kitchen clean. I want to share a cocktail with them and talk with them. So the more I can get done ahead of time, the better it is. I am cooking the turkey itself on that day, but I don't have the mess of the bones. I don't have the grease all over the kitchen.
Right.
So I take that out. Another cool thing you can do, instead of putting it like in the oven at 400 degrees or deep frying it, if you have the time, you could put it in a smoker. And then you
now
have
you're talking.
Then you have a beautiful finished smoked turkey.
Right.
Because I only cook the turkey at 150 degrees, I need another 15 degrees on that turkey to serve it, so I can smoke it and then finish it another 15 degrees and have a beautiful smoked flavor turkey as well.
Yeah, and we covered that in the last segment, but just as so you know, all the turkeys in my house are finished.
Good. Good. They're finished.
And their
exactly.
last names are Nurmico. Yeah.
Yes. I just want the listeners to know is, hey, here's Chef Schultz telling me to cook my turkey in a sous vide machine to 150 degrees. I'm cooking it to 150 degrees because I'm using another method of cookery to bring it up to 165.
Right.
And it's going to be a beautiful, moist piece of poultry that anybody will have. And the rumor has it that hopefully you and Jop will visit me this week and then come into the Heritage Restaurant, and then I'll serve you a piece of chicken that I'm doing with this method that they'll be just beautiful and juicy and tender.
That sounds like a date.
And
they make beer down there too, don't they?
I'm sorry, what?
They make beer down there too, don't they?
They do. We have a great brewery program.
Yeah, I thought so.
But another idea of, if somebody doesn't have a sous vide machine, if you want me to quickly go into another method of cookery, the turkey, I can. What I like to do, if I'm doing it in the oven like everybody else, what I like to do is peel back the skin before I cook it and then put some herbs underneath the skin. And then when I roast it, that herbs will penetrate in the flesh when I'm roasting it, or if you put it on a smoker. And when I think of turkey, I think of stuffing. And I think, well, what kind of herbs goes with turkey? What kind of herbs go with stuffing? Then what gravitates towards me, or what I think of automatically, is sage, thyme, chives, oregano, any of those.
Fennel.
Would be great in there.
Do you ever use fennel in your stuffing?
Yes, fennel would work. Fennel would work, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, yep. I know You're a busy man, and we're running out of time here, but thanks so much for taking some time to speak with us. Again, it's Chef Schultz from the Secchi Culinary Institute. He runs the day shift for their, I'd call it a practice restaurant. It's called the Heritage,
correct,
but you teach all those kids the finer things of serving, and it's just a wonderful place, and we are definitely going to take you up on that offer.
All right. I would love to see you and Jop here, so. That we would welcome you. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 11:15 to 12:45 is our reservation window, and then at nighttime it's 5:30 to 7 if anybody would like to come into the Heritage at Grand Rapids Community College.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Chef Schultz.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Chef Schultz, Bob, great guy, great friend of the show, great advisor for us. But coming up next, we've got a little bit of man law, some GI barbecue, and maybe a little event we're going to talk about for February. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It happens like that.
what you get. It's true what they say. As soon as you stop.